This week's dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company. Joining us this week is Stony Ridge Foods agronomist Bob Sowers. And Bob, what does that dry bean crop look like in the Benson, Minnesota area?
Black bean acres are doing well. We're, you know, all our acres we're looking at probably slightly less than average yields. But still, despite that, we'll still have fields of over 3,000 pounds net. You know, 88% of our crop is in good, excellent condition. Overall, faring pretty well.
And so what stage of development are a majority of the bean crop in? And has there been any problems with disease or pests or that sort of thing this year?
We have about 40% of our black beans right now are entering stage R7, which is fully developed seeds and oldest pods, progressing nicely with some desiccation, probably starting on the earliest ones the weekend before Labor Day. And as far as crop problems, white mold didn't show up till later. I didn't see my first white mold until August 1st. We have since got some pretty heavy canopy on some fields due to some significant rains late July, as much as 5 inches in our southern area. And I am going to see a little bit more late season white mold than I'd like to see. Leaf feeding caterpillars and leaf hoppers were insect problems this year that many people sprayed for also.
How far off are we guessing for harvest, you know, with some of the earliest planted beans?
I am anticipating right now a small percentage of our beans coming in the week following Labor Day, with really mid-September to the 21st is the first real big week of harvest for us.
And that's been the dry bean scene, made possible in part by UPL, FMC, and Central Valley Bean Cooperative.